This chazar is echinish b'chichet hushag b'vam Yehuda mesechtes k'subas daf kuf yud beis. Moreh says, a b'raisa says, Eretz Yisrael in its times of bracha would have a besa of land produce 50,000 kor of produce. The b'raisa then shows this by comparing Tzoyan and Mitzrayim, which is the best land outside of Eretz Yisrael, to Chevron, which is really the worst land for planting in Eretz Yisrael. That's why they use it for a besa k'faris. And showing that Chevron produced many times more than Tzoyan. The better agricultural lands, the above Chevron, obviously therefore produced many, many more times than that. And the years of blessing produced many, many more times than that as well. As we see in the times of Yitzchak, that whatever was normal, he got 100 times as much. So based on all that, the Gemara shows that a base of land produced 50,000 kor of produce. A braisa brings Rabbi Yossi, who says that from every saw of wheat in Yehuda, they would produce 5 saw of flour, each a saw of 5 different grades of flour. Moreh says that Tzeduki attested to Rabbi Chanina that the special blessing in Eretz Yisrael, how strong and how prevalent it really was. The Gemara tells how a date tree would yield 120 kor of dates. Rav Chisda said the pasuk compares Eretz Yisrael to a tzvi, to a deer, because just like the skins of a deer cannot hold all its meat once it has been skinned, it shrivels up the skin, so too Eretz Yisrael is not large enough to hold all of its produce. Another understanding is just as a deer is the quickest of animals, so too Eretz Yisrael ripens quicker and is of even better quality than the produce of all the other lands. A pasuk gives 3 curses against false prophets. Rabbi Elazar understood them to mean as follows, that they will not be from the deciders of the months, of the calendar, the Ibrayars. They will not be from those who get smicha, and they will not enter Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, when Rabbi Elazar did all these 3 things, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, and then when he got smicha, and when he was on a special bezin to decide the month, he said that he is now free from these 3 curses. When Zamar says, when Rabbi Zeri went to Eretz Yisrael, instead of waiting for a boat to take him across the river, there was no boat there, so he just walked across on a narrow board and holding a string on top, meaning dangerous, somewhat dangerous, but he did that because of his cheshek to immediately enter Eretz Yisrael as quickly as possible. A tzaduki who saw this happen said, you Jews are always impulsive people. You accepted the Torah before you even heard what it was, you just accepted it, and now you're still the same way. You're crossing the river, you can't even wait for the next boat. Rabbi Zeira told him, I'm going to the land that even Moshe and Aaron were not zoicha to enter. If I wait, maybe I'll lose my schus as well. I have to enter as soon as I can. Mar says that Rabbi Abba would kiss the stones of Akai when he would reach it. Rabbi Hanina would fix the roads of Eretz Yisrael to show the Cheshiva is very disrupted. Taisa is a little bit different. It means that he would weigh the stones and know when he felt the stones getting heavy. That's how he'd know that he was entering Eretz Yisrael finally. Rabbi Ami and Arasi would move to the sun when they were cold, and they would move into the shade when they were hot while learning in Eretz Yisrael, because they wanted to be as comfortable as possible, so they should never have any complaints about the conditions in Eretz Yisrael. Chia Bar Gamda would roll in the dust of Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara shows a pasuk that says how people love even just the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira, in the name of Rabbi Yirmi Rabba, said, the generation of Mashiach will experience a denigration of Tamid HaChamim. Shmuel said that this time we'll see harsh gzeiris levied on top of other harsh gzeiris. Rabbi Yossi said there will be pillagers on top of pillagers. The Gemara ends off the Masechta on a good note. Rechia Barashi and Rav said, based on a drush of a pasuk, in the future, even all the barren trees of Eretz Yisrael, the non-fruit trees, will bear fruit. Hadnalach perik shnei dayone, hadnalach Masechta ksubis, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov.